from the heart of Broadway. No, no, no. From the end of the decade. It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast. My name is Shannon Young, the Millennium Man. No, it's not the Millennium.
The Millennium Man.
The Decade Dick. Along with me tonight, Jesse Kimball.
I guess that's me.
Well, you don't get a cool name.
I know.
Well, I already took Decade Dick. What are you going to do?
I know. Like, there's no topping that one.
We got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
Mandy Kennedy.
Yo.
And the juice, Justin Smart, in the back. Does he have headphones on?
Yes, I let him borrow mine. I was a good girlfriend.
Okay, good. Good.
Bitch.
Good. If you're listening to this first, just so you know, we, in honor of the end of the decade, we did post our pre-show for free. And you can find that, Jesse, over at patreon.com/podzilla1985, right?
You sure can.
Free.
That is absolutely free, and I would highly recommend free. You go listen to it first, or else you won't understand this episode, because there are plot points over there. Now, we had a fantastic discussion about theme parks, water slides, and stuff. You're going to want to hear that. So
it's a good time. And how well does Mandy know her own anatomy?
God.
Find
does
out.
Does she know?
Pre show.
This is bullshit.
Does she know how many holes? Very important question.
I do. I do. It's sarcastic. Just remember that.
Uh huh. So
sarcasm
anyway,
always wins.
So yeah, it'll be, I think, our fourth free pre show. We've been doing the first one of each month has been free.
Yeah.
So you've been able to go there, get your sample, and if you like what you hear, a dollar gets you all of them.
Yeah, and it's always a lot of fun. Also. How old were you when you found out girls had a separate hole down there for urinating? Because I found out when I was, 2019? Like a couple weeks ago. Honestly, never really thought about it. And we're not going to talk about it either.
There was a great bit about Orange is the New Black about it. About how half the girls in that prison have no idea that there's a third hole.
I bet most guys don't know that either.
I am confident of that.
Yes.
Most of the guys I read know.
I've read a lot of fan fiction. I'm very confident in that.
She.
I don't want to know what
I don't either. I started thinking
that
about
involved
it.
That.
You and that lemon stuff.
r/badwomensanatomy.
Okay.
That's.
It's funny to watch men try to figure it out, though.
No, it's so, like, yeah, there are so many, like, I guess myths surrounding it.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Not just the third hole in specific. Just with how bad some of these people are with women's anatomy in general.
Oh yeah. So I've said it before. When I was a youth, and this legitimately was before I was even a teenager. Like this is before I knew anything about anatomy. I thought the vagina was in the same place that the penis was, on the front. All the pervert naked pictures of girls I drew when I was a kid, because you know I didn't have the internet, so I had to predict what it looked like. That was all in the front.
We found magazines when I was a kid.
My dad didn't have magazines, or if he did, he hid them better than most. So
yeah, no, my parents didn't have any, but I had friends whose parents did.
Oh, I didn't have friends. Well, I had friends, but yeah, it didn't work out well. I had a friend, Jeff, who checked the website, currently not in jail. Congratulations. He brought down a movie video once.
A movie video.
And he was like, you know, hey, I found this porn my grandpa, I think, had. You want to watch it? First off. And I guess this is normal, but when you're a teenage boy and another teenage boy wants you to watch porn with them, just seems weird.
Yeah, I've always heard like stories of that happening with other people.
Where guys just watch porn together?
Yeah, never in my life have I like wanted or been asked to or asked another male, would you like to watch porn with me?
I haven't even asked a woman to watch porn. Lindsay and I don't think
you just forcefully put it on.
Well, that makes me sound like a monster. Did we ever watch porn together?
You put on that
I mean probably
that
not
one
the,
that you had.
Oh, the one porn I ever bought, Tara Patrick, yeah. Porn of you. Yeah.
I was about to say it was probably never like four sexy times, but
and then you
I
put
am
on
confident.
Like the disturbing like parody knockoff things. That
no, that's
like
just
cringe.
Funny. That's just funny. Woodrocket is a saint.
Yeah,
no.
Because you have made me watch Woodrocket porn.
Woodrocket porn. Well, just the video, just the previews though. We've never actually watched the porn.
That's true. We have, because we have to go find that.
Yeah, like I don't think watching porn with other people is fun
also,
at all.
You know? If you guys do want to watch, like, see something really hilarious from Woodrocket, the one I do recommend looking is the Guardians of the Galaxy parody.
Any of them.
Don't look. Just look up the trailer. Don't look the.
Oh yeah, look up all the trailers because they're all funny. They're all terrible.
I don't know about all of them.
I follow Woodrocket on Instagram. because I respect their gravity so much.
I'll stroke them on. That one is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I feel like you're just ruining things right now.
No.
But Groot is a gigantic wooden penis.
He is. He's a big dick.
Objectively hilarious.
And there's also like a little rocket. And I think the worst one is the Lego one because they're actually dressed like Legos and they fuck.
That's creepy.
That's where we got the My Little Pony.
Yeah, and it was awful.
Friendship is fucking. Or fucking is magic. That's what it was. Yeah. Anyway, to seal that original story, he found porn and he wanted to watch it with me because, you know, I guess he was interested. I said no, but he handed it to me. I looked at it and it was straight up what they called it back then, chicks with dicks. It was. It was a video. It was literally called like Chicks with Dicks or something. And they were much less like polite and PC about it back then.
Because I know Mandy won't look it up by herself.
Are you showing her the porn?
I'm showing her.
Just show her the Pikachu.
Groot.
Oh, the Groot. Okay.
Yeah, that's a big wooden dick, isn't it?
The look on Mandy's face is pretty spectacular.
So don't watch porn with friends, I guess is the point of
that. She can't. I broke her.
You getting a little excited over there? Do I need like Does Wood Rocket put you in a mood?
I don't even fucking have words for that. Jesus fucking Christ. It's 10 times the size of my body. Fuck.
Jesse, why would you not show her the 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles or whatever?
No. The only thing I wanted, like...
The secret of the splooge.
Because the a giant wooden dick of Groot, is like Groot being a giant wooden dick is objectively...
Why did we not think about getting Allie something like that for Christmas? Because she loves Groot.
Oh, God.
As she's running out of Groot merchandise she can get, you could have custom made her.
No.
Because his name's not Groot, is it?
Like, I have no idea.
It's some porn version of Groot.
I'm
what
confident
is
it
this?
Is.
What are we doing right now?
After Dark, baby.
You started it.
It's the end. You know what it is? This is the last.
This is how we're going out, with a bang of dicks.
The kids love squalor.
Kids love banging dicks. That's how we keep getting more kids.
No, please.
I say kids. When you're 72 like me, kids is anything under 50. So... this is the last show of the decade. Here's why. We're not doing anything next week. We're
Christmas.
taking a Christmas break. And then, unless Jesse wants to do a show on, well, I guess you could do one on January 30th. But I figured, I don't know, it's up to you.
You mean December 30th?
That's Tuesday.
That's what I said. December 30th?
That would be Monday.
That would be Monday, which would be Nerd Up.
Yeah. You said Tuesday.
He's confused.
No, he said January 30th.
Well, he said that too, but he also said Tuesday, January 30th.
Oh, well,
maybe it is Tuesday on January 30th, but he's in the wrong month.
What the fuck? Anyway, are you doing a show on the 30th?
I mean, we could. Like, I don't see why we couldn't.
Well, but then that really takes the wind out of the sails of this being the last episode of the decade, doesn't it?
We will
this
not.
Is true.
We will not. This is the last show of the decade. I will not do a show on Monday.
Thank you. So that
You're
means
welcome.
We're going to be off for almost 2 weeks.
We deserve it. Because you guys deserve it.
Because then New Year's. We're not coming back until, I think, that
it'll be
Thursday.
It's 2020? Either,
it'll be the second.
Yeah. We might do a Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We haven't decided yet. But point is.
That's New Year's Day.
Yeah, but like.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah,
it'd be New Year's evening.
New Year's
Day. Right. So, also Derek Boxdorfer, I think, said it's appropriate that tonight's episode of Podzilla 1985 will be episode 666.
Oh, fuck yes.
The final episode of the decade is 666.
Well, except, it's after dark.
Hold on. Except he's fucking wrong because we're at episode 961.
I was gonna say.
Derek, where the fuck are
you
from?
Well, if you flip the 9 for a 6 with the other 6 and then you draw a loop on the 1, we're at 666.
There you go, Derek. Mandy's got you.
I got you, Derek.
Now she's just using Common Core. You can make anything.
I support our fans when I'm here. Try.
Even, oh God.
Even though his bitch ass beat me in
NFL. Especially
Derek.
He's a Patreon supporter.
Yeah, he's the best.
I mean, he's a bitch ass, but he's the best.
By the way, tonight's last episode of 2019 is brought to you by Grape Noss.
I was waiting
That's
for
disgusting.
His pitch.
Why is that disgusting?
Because it's grape. Anything grape flavored like that is nasty.
That's not true. This is the best.
I got to side with Mandy on
this. Ooh!
What the fuck? Sellout.
Slap, slap.
That was the loudest thing I think on the show so far somehow. And it didn't even sound that loud. But over here it's like, ooh.
Yeah, grape flavored anything. Like I've never been a fan of like ever since I was a little kid. Like
you like grapes?
Yes.
Okay.
Where I'm the opposite. I like grape flavored stuff, but not grapes.
Yeah, grape
Take a drink
juice
of this.
Is nasty.
Grape juice? No, grape juice is nasty.
It's so nasty. Yeah.
Most grape like.
Don't try and feed me that juicy juice grape shit.
Whenever you would get popsicles, and it was like, "What do you want, red or grape?" It's always red. No one ever picks grape.
Oh, yeah. Pick grape.
Yeah, you pick grape because I always take the other ones.
That's fine.
And I'm glad. I was always thankful you want a grape.
That's
like,
why you keep her around.
Yeah, because
I prefer the orange ones, but.
I'm not a big fan of orange. Red
I
is.
I love orange.
Red or dead. You know?
I mean, like, depends on which kind of red it is. No, that's not true. Cherry and strawberry are both great.
I can't do cherry anymore.
I don't
too
like
many
cherry.
Years of cold medicine.
Right.
No. I still like cherry.
Yeah, cherry's still the best, so. Yeah. Or blue raspberry.
Yes.
I think everybody can agree yes. on blue raspberry being delicious.
Yeah. I was really partial to root beer.
No.
What? I got a root beer in this cup right
that's
now.
Disgusting. No love for the root beer popsicles, though?
No, like I never had a root beer popsicle.
And root beer.
I had the,
really? I'm shocked.
I had the, there was the root beer suckers. I thought those were
those
okay.
Those were tasty.
I didn't even know root beer popsicles existed.
I didn't either.
Really? Wow, that's right. Well, what about Green Jolly Ranchers? Best, right?
Yes.
No, watermelon.
Actually, it's blue.
Or the blue. All right.
Yeah, the Both sour time. Apple Jolly Ranchers were always my favorite. As
half
a kid.
And half. Now it's me and Mandy. Good job. All right.
I mean, the blue raspberry ones are always good, too. But yeah, the sour apple were always my favorite.
Jesse, why are we wasting time?
This is true. I thought we were talking about
I think it's about time to talk about a giant peach.
It's the last episode of the decade, and how are we going out? They did it. They finally did it. They impeached Donald Trump. His headphones are on,
right?
It
won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it will mean nothing because the Senate.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't won
the Senate is
going to
vote against actually removing him from office.
Ain't nothing going to happen.
So,
but the other two presidents that were impeached, do you know who they were?
Bill Clinton and.
It was the other one I had to actually look up, too, because I forgot.
It's a long time
Nixon
ago.
Nixon resigned before they actually.
Yeah, he's the first president to be impeached in his first term.
Yes, that is true. It was a longer ago one. But I don't
yeah,
remember.
It was a while. I want to say it's.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
No. Andrew Johnson. So you were close.
Yeah.
Andrew Johnson?
Yeah. Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. But
I was thinking Andrew Jackson when you said Johnson. I was like, oh, the fuck? Like, no, we're good.
He was impeached
good.
For murdering all the Minions. He should have been. So do you know what happened to them?
Nothing.
Yeah. You know why?
Because they were presidents.
Both acquitted by the Senate. Which is exactly what's going to happen in this case.
I thought that Clinton did get removed by the Senate.
From office?
No. I thought.
Jesse?
No.
I know.
Did you stroke out?
Maybe.
You're forgetting history.
History has never been my strong
suit. History that you were alive for.
Yeah, but I was a youngin'.
He didn't know what Clinton did that was so wrong. I thought Clinton got impeached for getting oral sex.
That is not true.
But that is not true. No. He lied under deposition.
Perjured himself.
Actually, he didn't. I just remember on Conan, he said he didn't lie under deposition. He told her to lie there in deposition.
Oh.
But yeah, they were both acquitted by Senate. So do you know what's going to happen with Trump? The same thing. In fact, it's so bad, Nancy Pelosi hasn't even dedicated herself to sending it over to Senate. They may just end it right there with the impeachment. Because why not?
Save time and money.
This is going to go so badly for Democrats.
See, I disagree.
Oh,
like,
man. Trump's numbers are up.
Why? Why is our world full of mindless lemmings who don't think for themselves?
Well, yeah, but are you talking about the Democrats or Republicans?
All of the above.
Okay.
Can we just wipe everyone out of office now and just start fresh?
No, because it will always be corrupt. That's why we need to go back to monarchies. I've said it for years.
No.
I need a king. No? Nothing on that? Okay.
Huh? Anyway. No,
I subscribe to the Anakin Skywalker vision of the future.
I don't think this will be bad for Democrats, because I think like the evidence is pretty overwhelming. I think that
according to Republicans, there are no evidence. There's just hearsay.
Right. But the people that actually believe that weren't going to be swayed regardless. Like, they were hitting R no matter what. But the people that, you know, have been on the fence, like, they're usually on the fence. Like, they don't always vote D or they don't always vote R. Like, they're going to look at this and they're like, all right, D it is. The Republicans couldn't stand up and actually get somebody out of office.
Here's how I look at this, because this is going to be a controversial take. I honestly feel like I want Trump out of office. I do. But I honestly feel like the impeachment was probably a mistake. I feel like the evidence wasn't there. Like,
not strong enough.
It wasn't strong enough. Circumstantial, for sure. Obviously, he did something. Clearly, he did something. But there was no full on.
They have no without a reasonable doubt.
There was no smoking gun.
Well, see, the problem is they don't need, like, the problem with how the impeachment works, and it's the same thing with Clinton, like, he factually perjured himself.
Yes.
But he was, yeah, he made it out of the Senate. Like, Senate didn't actually vote to remove him. So it doesn't matter if there's actual proof of anything. The Senate can still say, yeah, well, we're not going to remove him.
That's true, but I don't think, even when Clinton at his worst, Clinton at his most unpopular, was not as was not as unpopular as Trump is with the Democrats, you know, with the opposite party, or B, as popular as Trump is with Republicans. Clinton was very much more, I think, center road. Trump has some cult like, you know, leadership skills.
He does.
Man.
Like, he has an extremely vocal cult.
He does, and he is so good at controlling them to the point that, just today or yesterday, he called a congressman who passed away. He said that he was in hell.
That was fucking terrible.
Because his wife voted to impeach. Like, it. Ugh. He's so embarrassingly bad. And I ask, because most Republicans are whatever, they're going to believe what they believe. But the evangelicals, I really have to question, like, what the, how fucking long can you defend this?
He's a man of God.
Yeah.
He's just shy of Jesus.
Well, they compared it to him. Did you hear that part?
Yeah.
Where they, you know, remember Jesus? Remember? Yeah. It's bad. It's bad.
No, it's real bad.
It's an embarrassment to our country.
But I don't like. I don't want to give that credit to Trump though. Like, just the Republican propaganda machine in general is extremely good. Because, like, you know, we all laugh about alternative facts. A lot of alternative facts and fake news and that kind of shit. A lot of Republicans kind of ate that shit up.
Yeah,
or at least, okay, I'm not going to say a lot of Republicans. I got to stop doing that because I know a lot of Republicans that are anti-Trump. A lot of Trump supporters ate up that whole alternative fact shit. Either they thought, like, either they were with it or they thought it was really funny that he's just trolling the liberal controlled
the libtards
mass media.
I feel like if you're a Republican at this point and you even if you say, well, I don't support Trump, but you're probably still going to vote for him.
Because it's better than any Democrat.
Yeah, so like I pretty much lump the entire Republican Party in together.
No, I mean, like, I think that any Republican that would continue to vote Trump just because better than Democrat is just as bad as a Trump supporter.
Or any Republican that doesn't speak up. I think we're at the point now where you kind of have to speak up about it. And like, I'm tired of talking about it, but at the same time, someone's got to. The moment that you stop paying attention to it and everybody, because people are getting bored of it. Like, people that are against them, they're bored of it. They're irritated by it. And they're just like, I don't want to deal with it anymore.
I just keep getting angrier and angrier and angrier.
But the more you get that way, the closer they get to getting away with whatever they want because no one's paying attention anymore. And that's their goal.
Got to keep looking at it.
You got to keep looking at it. As ugly as it is. So he's impeached. He's the third president to ever be impeached. He won't be removed from office. It's going to be a sham trial. Like, the whole thing's a sham.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, like, I think it was already Moscow Mitch and his good buddy Lindsey Graham. Already said that no matter what the evidence is, they're for
Well, they're
Trump.
Not even look at the evidence.
Yeah, they're just going to be sitting there, like twiddling their fingers, like, nah, don't care.
Yeah.
Get to the voting.
It's bad. It's bad. But to be fair, they also, well, no, it's bad. That's all. It's bad. Let's not talk about it. It's the last show of the decade. We don't want to spend the last show of the decade talking about these kind of things.
I just want to finish with, I'm glad that Trump finally got his giant peach. It's unfortunate that he's not going to get removed from office, but watching him blow up on Twitter has been worth it.
I say that, but it depends on the ending. Because if the ending is 4 more years and like everything that he's done and everything he's got away with, that he continues to succeed.
If he's going to get 4 more years, that was going to happen regardless of this impeachment.
Yeah, but then what's the point? What was the point of this?
Does something. They're no longer the do nothing Democrats. They impeached him.
He gets an asterisk next to his name in the history books, but like, who gives a shit? If four more years of this bullshit.
It's a black mark on the party, it's a black mark on the candidate.
It's a black mark. Yeah, it is, but like in the grand scheme of things, I don't think anyone cares. Like, look at Clinton. I mean, it's not like a Democrat never got reelected after Clinton got impeached. I mean, Obama was in there one president later.
True, but I mean, we had 8 years of Bush.
We did. Who is now no longer the worst president I've ever lived through.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, George W. Bush. At least he's funny. That's, to be fair, Trump's kind of funny, too.
I mean,
he's an entertaining guy.
In that cringy kind of way.
There are times he makes jokes that I legitimately go like, okay, that was kind of funny. But, yeah, what a piece of shit.
Yeah. See, at least George W., like, I mean, he was not articulate.
Someone threw a shoe at him.
Like, and I say that, like, he was, before he became a president, he was a pretty articulate guy. Fairly well spoken.
Yeah.
I mean, like a lot of people say that he, you know, bought his way through college, but he was still a Harvard grad?
One of them rich white schools.
I think it was Harvard.
The richest and the whitest.
That's a pretty rich and white school. But yeah, a lot of people say he bought his way through it, which no, but that's beside the point.
We could probably use some diversity on this cast.
We could.
You know, I don't talk about that shit hardly ever.
I think he was.
What?
Oh, okay. You just mean other people of other parties. I thought I was calling out me and Lindsay because we're not talking about politics.
I talked.
That's not at all.
I know. I got it now.
Okay, just making sure. I'm
letting
saying,
you know I'm being heard.
We could use a minority or two.
You keep saying that, and then no one comes forward.
Yeah, well.
Well, no, just in general, like, our friends group has gotten extremely white over the last several years.
Yeah, all my black friends moved away.
Yeah.
It makes me sad. I have one black friend left, and that's Mimi. Oh, God, let me check that before I lose someone who's like, what the hell? Zane Laney is, did we ever figure out if he was
What about any of the wrestling
Hispanic?
Guys? What about Hollis?
I think Zane is at least part Hispanic. He might just be really tan.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's not talk
I'm
about
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry, Zane.
That was Jesse Kimball.
Direct it's a very sunny area. And he works outside.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Just stop it.
Wow, Zane.
Miss you,
Zane bro. Knows I love him.
I don't know. Yeah, the wrestling guys, we're not really friends, though. Like, there are very few friends I consider in wrestling. Justin, I would consider a friend. Austin, I would consider a friend. There's a couple, but like, I don't really get to talk to Hollis as much as I'd like to.
You got a couple of guys that show up to Smash that would be minorities.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I don't see them outside of
it
Smash.
It feels weird just talking about this. Like, I feel I know, racist right? just talking about it.
It's like, yeah, no, we need to find us some. No.
I
would just like a more diverse, like just you know some different voices, which is why I'm sad to announce that this is my last show on Podzilla 1985.
You're a liar.
That's funny.
Why does no one believe me? I'm not coming back.
I mean,
did you say that about everything you do?
Oh come on though, like what better time to exit than literally the last show of the decade? You know?
Because you haven't been doing it for a decade.
Because it won't be the last show of the decade. It would just then be your last show of the... Regardless, it's your last show of the decade.
Exactly. I've been doing this for almost 5 years now. I've done more shows than anybody. I think it's time you let me out to pasture. I should not have to beg for my freedom from you
fairness,
fucking
we, yeah, we
slack-jawed
gave you, we gave
yokels.
You freedom for a week, and then you begged to come back.
I don't remember this.
Mm-hmm.
That was a different time. That was different medication. Oh, we're on different pills first. Now.
Anyway.
Damn, bro.
Look.
Hey, bring Mimi on here and you can check two boxes. Black and woman.
We have women now.
Yeah, but they're not girly girly. Mimi is like, she soaks herself in perfume. She puts on so much makeup that when the wind blows, the wall gets dusty.
Mandy doesn't like to admit it, but she actually is pretty girly.
I had to ban Mimi from touching white shoes in our store.
Yeah.
Because her makeup would get on them.
Mimi, oh God. Let's not use her name anymore, because now it sounds like that's how they're making fun of her. So, Shamitra.
That's not any better.
It's not better.
She walked up to Bob when we were at Taco Bell.
There could have been
one
more than one Mimi. Shamitra is very unique.
She hugged Bob, and when she pulled her face off of Bob's shirt, she just left a brown imprint.
I remember that. Bob was so mad.
So mad.
One of my mannequins had a handprint on the wrist from when she was changing.
God damn.
Shit, that's good.
Oh, Mimi.
Nobody wears that much makeup.
We love Mimi, though.
Is Mandy a girly girl?
Depends on the day.
Because I have that one picture of you when we were at Stride coming back from it where you very much look like you didn't know I was going to take your picture. So you kind of turned and you look like a girly girl in that picture. Like, yeah, you look nice. Not that you don't look nice now.
About to say, getting yourself in close to trouble.
I have makeup on now. I wear makeup more than I used to, I guess.
I have this thing. I can pretty much say whatever I want and get away with it. If they haven't hung me by now for the things we've said on this show, you know, it gets pretty bad. What are you playing there, whore? See what I mean? No punch. No punch.
I'm trying to remember if I have an Onyx.
Doesn't it have a little Pokeball next to it? If you've
I
already
bet
caught
she's
it?
Playing
I can't
Pokemon.
Tell
you think so?
When I'm just looking at it in the wild.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
Because I wasn't going to go fight it, but...
The wild...
I don't know how you do that, how you play and pay attention.
Because I can't just do one thing. Like, I need to multitask.
Plus, she doesn't input, like, that much.
I'm still
paying
attention.
She's not the host.
She is, she is. Yeah. I'm not saying she's not. But, yeah.
So, whose Overwatch figure is that?
Mine.
So, mine?
He literally just got it today.
You don't even play! Fight me!
I have it on three systems. How many systems do you have it on?
Four.
That's not true.
Four systems.
She's
named them.
Mandy forgot she wasn't me.
PlayStation. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think I have it on more systems than you now.
Yeah. I thought about
just
getting it on
just not as many accounts.
Yeah, no, I didn't end up getting it on Switch. So if you,
you
had
did?
It, I did not.
I did. Switch, PC, and Xbox.
So we have the same
PS4.
Number.
You nope, definitely have it on the PS4.
Yeah.
But I have two PC accounts.
You're such a slut.
I know.
So you can go down to Toy Bomb.
God, oh, that's right. They're having that sale.
50% off sale. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was down there earlier. I was down there earlier today.
That's sad. So, they're closing.
It is. So let me explain why I was down there. I got in touch with someone from the Southeast Missourian. No names. And they're doing an article that I'm going to be featured in. The article may actually just be about me. And it's about depression and the holidays. So I interviewed with this person. I went down there and took pictures today for the article because they had an idea for it. I didn't want to take the pictures because I shaved my beard by accident and it's just now growing back. It's enough where I don't feel horrible, but I don't feel right. But I was like, you know what? You know why I wear a beard, Jesse? To hide my face. And if I'm going to try to be inspirational at all to people, then I need to get out there and say, you know what? Show your face. No matter how unattractive you are, no matter how much you look like Homer Simpson got his DNA mixed with some kind of gelatinous slug. Show your face. Be proud of who you are. Or if you're not going to be proud, lie so other people think you are.
You have way more hair than Homer Simpson.
Yeah, you need to chop it.
No. I'm a wrestler. Fan. I'm a wrestling fan. So anyway, I go down there. I do all that. That article is coming up, I think, this week. So be on the lookout. If you see your boy's face in the paper talking about misery, remember me every time you cry.
So you had to go shopping for the article, I'm guessing?
No, that was after the fact. On my way
he
back.
He was just down there.
Oh. Yeah, because I went down okay. I went down to the federal building
gotcha.
And took pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So on my way back, I was like, I'm going to stop in and see Matt. So I stopped in. And yeah, they're doing 50% off. I picked up a couple things, a couple last-minute Christmas gift items at Toy Bomb, which is a great store. It's a shame you fuckers didn't go there enough, and myself. And I see all these other people shopping. It's super busy. He's like, man, it's been super busy today. I'm like, yeah, if you want to make money, just put that you're going out of business. People will flock because people are vultures.
Yeah,
that's really true.
And everyone that shopped there that I saw, when they paid, they told him, charge me the full price. And he was like, you don't have to do that, man. And he's like, no, charge me full price. I want to pay full price. And then I get up there and I'm just like, I need that discount.
Yeah, that'd be me. Does he still have a lot of stuff?
He's got a considerable amount. And he has other Overwatch figures down there. I think he's got Reaper. He's got the other Reaper
Remember.
Reaper.
Are those the same ones that are like GameStop and Walmart?
I think so. But they're like $11.
Yeah. Well,
and his pops are $3.
Because I almost bought Mercy and someone, but like
Sombra. They have Sombra.
Mercy's hips look fucked up and like 10 feet wide compared to the rest of her body.
Well, she's going to have babies. She's got birthing hips.
Along with like Anna's. Like, I want them all, but they just look weird.
Just in general, I find that's the case with like the super articulated like action figures and stuff. That's why I don't really like buying figures in general.
Yeah.
Like, I much prefer buying statues and stuff because I'm not going to move them and play with them anyway. Yes, they are.
That EA one is like $500.
I also prefer statues because I also don't play with them. In fact, I'm debating whether I'm going to take that one out of the box. I don't really want to take anything out of the box. But
but also only for $11, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's a good figure. Like, he's got other good shit down there, too. So if you're in the area, if you're a local listener, Toy Bomb is going to be open for a couple more days, and you can go down there and take advantage of his 50% off deal. That's here on Broadway, down from our store. It's very sad. I hate seeing local places going out, but
same.
I may be making a deal with him.
Oh,
very
snap.
Exciting. Can't say anything about it other than that.
You've been making a lot of deals lately, sir.
That's what I do now. I'm a deal maker. I really
can
am.
Can you make a deal so I can just work on my art and not have to work the stupid retail job?
Yeah, quit.
get paid.
Quit your job and live in poverty. Or become a better
extreme
artist.
Extreme poverty.
I don't know.
Ouch.
Damn.
Well, no, I don't mean like...
Ouch.
Not in terms of quality.
Damn.
I mean more in the terms of find out what people will buy and then do that. Just be like everybody else. Don't do anything original. Someone taped a banana to a wall and sold it for $120,000.
I hate pop art.
Just do that. I'll tell you what you do. Next time you're on your period, you take your tampon.
No, just stop
you
where you're at.
Slap
now.
It on the wall.
No, that's been done. Just stop.
It has?
Yes.
Yeah,
just stop.
In like every women's bathroom and any
no,
swimming pool.
No, I meant actual art. It's been done. It's gross and nasty and no.
My buddy Trevor, shout out to Trevor, one of the members of the Hype Train.
Yeah.
He was a lifeguard all the way through high school. Him and another friend of ours were both lifeguards. They would always talk about it all the time. Like, anytime somebody would say men's rooms are always grosser, both of them would be like, no.
No.
Men don't bleed.
Well, like, it's not just that. It's just, it's, you know, some people are just really nasty. So, like, there were women, apparently, that would just straight up, like, pads, tampons, whatever, slap them to the side of the wall when they're done.
That's, ew.
Yeah, so they would walk
That's
in and they'd have to clean it.
That's worse than trying to flush the things.
Some people would disagree. I agree with you. But, like, because that will fuck up your plumbing, and that's a several thousand dollar fix.
I think women should just free bleed.
That is even more disgusting.
That was... All right, so just so you guys know, that was made up by 4chan. No one's actually doing that.
So someone I know, I won't name any names. She's a girl. She goes through this monthly. There's apparently a product you can get that's basically like a drip cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she thought about getting that, and I was like, that's weird. Yeah, don't do that.
I have a friend that doesn't. She really likes it.
The drip cup?
She won't use it for work, like if she's going to be there for a long time, but like at home and stuff, it's way more.
Yeah, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to get through a day without me going like, change your oil, ma'am. You know, something like that.
Oh.
Pull out the dipstick and be like, oh, you're a little low.
That's fucked up.
A little bit.
That's fucked up.
Now, reusable, like, sustainable pads are gross, too, from what I've seen on them.
Women's bodies are just gross in general.
This is why I just don't.
Yeah.
I just take a shot in the ass, and then I'll have a period.
You take a shot in the ass?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing, Jesse?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you can get shots.
Jesse, explain the woman's body to me. Is that covered by insurance?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's my birth control. It's the depot shot.
Why does everyone just get that?
Because it doesn't always work.
It depends on everybody. Like, a bunch of girls say they gain weight with it and stuff like that, or this, or it makes them feel worse. Stuff. I feel like I get pretty bitchy when it's coming time that I need my shot again. Yeah, he vouches. I'm like, I need my fucking shot. Like, my hormones are going crazy, but, like, I don't have a period, so it's fucking great.
Yeah, different women also, like, even, like, regular birth control pills, like, different kinds of pills work differently for different women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's kind of like,
like, I couldn't take the pills because every time I took it, I just want to throw up. So, I just, thus Mikey was born because I didn't take those anymore.
Now the shot.
Which apparently is supposed to, like, the longer you take it, the, like, you have to, like, stop for a while if you want to try and have a kid or something like that. Mm.
So, or the kid could come out. Like,
whereas with the pills, if you don't take it the same time every day.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, I don't even pretend to understand how women's anatomy works. So
I don't either.
I don't have to.
I don't even know. I just do what they tell me.
I've learned a lot via r/badwomensanatomy.
Why do you?
Why? Just like fucking why?
it's really, really funny. Everyone
should
read it.
You've never sent me anything from there either. I'm kind of impressed.
Just send her something like, is this true? Is this true? Is this true?
The comments tell me. I don't have to be embarrassed asking my women friends.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something pleasant, because there's nothing pleasant about a woman's natural body.
About Christmas stuff like Jesse suggested.
Oh, I was gonna talk about Star Wars, but yeah, we could do that.
Star Wars.
I also like Star Wars.
I just wanted to see when everyone's gonna go see it.
Seeing you tomorrow night.
My son won 4 tickets tonight at his Taekwondo thing.
That's dope.
For the Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only 2 of you. Give me 2.
Well, funny story. His dad texted me the other day and said, hey, I forgot to ask Mike. Will you ask him if he wants to see Star Wars on Friday?
That's not a question and, you ask. Okay, on Friday. Okay, I didn't hear the last
and
part.
And I thought about, well, he might win tickets at Taekwondo. And I was like, no, he's not going to fucking win that. Of all the things. Motherfucker, we walk in there tonight. Michael, you won the Taekwondo, the Star Wars thing. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck. Now what the fuck do I do? So his dad's tickets are at 7:30. And these ones are at 10.
So you really are going to see him
so
twice.
So I have to work, but I'm like thinking that he's going to go with Matt and his brother and whoever else they've invited, because there's 4 of them, at 7:30, and then going to turn around and give me Mike at 10, and us 3 will go see it, because he's seeing it with all the instructors, so it's like a cool package deal for him.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's going to want to sit through it twice.
I did. Well, not
a kid his age, he's not going to want to sit through any movie twice.
No, he sits through one movie good, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And he's not...
I know Mikey,
he's
too.
Excited.
He's hyper. He's going to get in the aisle and start doing karate.
He doesn't, like, he likes Star Wars, but it's not like if it was like a Teen Titans movie or something. Like, he didn't even really, when I asked him if he wanted to go with his dad, he went, well, not really. Like, no, but I mean, I guess, sure. Like, that's how he said it. So he didn't even really care, but I know he's excited because he won. And then he gets to hang out with the instructors. So this is just a clusterfuck. So I don't know if I'm going tomorrow. I don't know what the fuck's happening. Other than that, if we don't see it, then we'll probably just wait.
We're probably going to see it on Sunday early.
Yeah. I did the math. If I go to a viewing before 10 o'clock, I can see it before I have to go to work.
Fucking
Kyrgyz.
Is
it just a two-hour movie? Or
two and a half.
Two and a half.
God damn.
Kyrgyz came in yesterday, and he was like, so I read all about what happens in Star Wars. What do you want to know?
What?
Nothing.
I was like, literally nothing, motherfucker. Like,
stay away from me, demon man.
I will fucking stab you and send you back to jail. I will shank you. We'll shank you like you're used to.
Oh.
And then I'll establish my dominance.
Jesus.
I will allow you to finish.
You know, moving on here, I plan on seeing it probably the latest possible showing on Friday.
Do you already have tickets?
No.
Good luck.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have never had problems seeing any movie.
At midnight?
Yeah.
I mean, he might be watching it in the front row, but he's still watching it.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things. Even Endgame, I watched, like, a super late showing of Endgame, and I was one of, like, 15 people in the theater. Like,
how late?
That was, like, 11 o'clock or something. 11:30, I think.
I could probably swing that with you.
Because, like, the 6 and 7 o'clock showings.
On Friday? I can't. I got to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh. Well, I got to be there at 10. I can manage it.
You're a jerk.
The 6:30, 7 o'clock showings, yeah, they're probably going to sell out. But like the super late showings, that's fine.
And,
people are seeing it now, too.
Yeah, like stay away from the internet right now. I saw.
And I'm pretty sure our theater has like eight theaters dedicated to
like
it.
A bunch of screens.
I did see Force Awakens twice in theater, but it was on like two different days. Because it was before Allie and Lindsay were friends.
Right.
Did I see that one twice?
Force Awakens?
Yeah.
You saw it with me, I know.
I know.
I don't know if you saw it a second time.
I think I saw
like
it first.
I feel like I ended up
you.
Having to go back again with someone else. So I think I saw that one twice.
I knew.
Because I remember, like.
Spoiler alert. When I saw it with Allie, I knew Han Solo was going to die.
I remember you had that spoiled for you.
Yeah. Well, it spoiled for me because I watched the movie.
Oh, that's right.
And then
you didn't tell her that you had seen it already?
No, she knew, but okay. I didn't say what happened. So, you know, I sat there and I watched. And I watched her during this part. And I was like. We'll see how she reacts. She didn't cry like I did.
She didn't have the
attachment. It was a very emotional scene.
Whore.
Damn.
He killed himself, you know. Kylo was just handing him the lightsaber. Han's an idiot. He doesn't know how to use him. He turned it on by accident and
that's
impaled himself.
That
no, that's how it happened. Kylo's the good guy.
That's Yeah, that was a very tragic scene. But either way, no, I'm really excited to see.
I saw that.
Night.
Yeah, government, very U.S. excited. Government listed Wakanda as a partner, but it was an accident. That's a true story. It's a true story. It was an accident. It was a misspelling. I don't know what they were going for, but they went with Wakanda.
Yawanda?
Which country is Yawanda? You mean Uganda?
I was trying to figure out how they got Wakanda out of anything. Like, did they think that this was pronounced something differently?
Jesse,
like,
did you watch the new Mandalorian, by the way?
No, not yet.
Okay.
That's my plan for tonight.
Okay. Fuck it.
I heard it was a phenomenal episode, but with a bit of a cliffhanger.
Punch in the gut is what it was. Anyway.
Because there's only, like, after this, there's only one more episode.
We haven't
Are you
seen
serious?
It yet.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
Oh, sweet.
I'm not ready for the Mandalorian to be over.
It's been renewed for a second season.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, so was Creepshow. But who the fuck knows when Creepshow season 2? I'm still waiting for Castlevania season 3.
Okay, in fairness, like, look at those two properties.
Jesse.
You know what I'm going to say,
Jesse,
and I'm
please,
right.
Jesse, go easy on me. Please go easy on me.
Okay, you look at these two solid properties that have, like, you know, pretty good companies behind them.
Versus the juggernaut.
Versus the juggernaut moneymaker that is Star Wars with the mouse behind it.
Mandy, have you watched The Mandalorian?
No, Justin wanted to wait so we could binge it.
I don't recommend
it's
binging
it. It's been so much fun just watching it week to week.
Now he says, do you want to watch it? And I was like, well, fuck, might as well just wait now.
No, don't binge it.
Why?
It's better to, like, I feel like I actually, this is one of those shows where I think it benefited by me only being able to see one episode a week.
Yeah. I mean, we'll only be watched like a couple a day. Like, it's not, we're not going to spend an entire Saturday watching it.
Oh, I should have introduced her as the Mandalorian.
That would have been good.
Let's redo the show.
All right, we'll start.
We're only 40 minutes in.
Yeah, it's fine.
We can just redo the whole thing. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate The Mandalorian?
Ooh, as of right now.
I'm going to say 7.5.
I give it a solid 8.5 at the moment.
Lindsay?
I was going to go with an 8.
We're pretty close, all things considered.
Because but I always hate, like, I've talked about this before, I hate the number scale. That's why we don't do that for Nerd Up.
Yeah.
Because the number is so, because, like, you get a movie like, I don't know, Kingsman. Like, I would rate Kingsman 10 out of 10. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
That's a phenomenal movie.
That's a good movie.
But, like, it's not a, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example of, like, what classic, like, it's no Citizen Kane.
Because I would rate Twisted Pair by Neil Breen as a 10 out of 10.
No.
So it's.
Said no one ever.
It's subjective.
Said no one ever.
He played both the main character and the supporting character. You know why he did that?
Why is that?
So he could win Best Actor and Supporting Actor.
Oh, he didn't win anything, though.
And jury's still out on that. All right.
What?
What is this Christmas thing you want to talk about? When is Christmas?
When is Christmas?
Yeah.
Next week. Next week.
Oh, hey, real quick, though, before we get there. I do have a little bit of a motherfucker of the week.
I forgot about the motherfucker of the week.
We haven't done that.
It's Krampus.
I know.
What? What is happening?
I don't know.
Psycho bitch.
But I just got an alert from that or from this, and that's what reminded me of it.
Okay.
All right. So this dude on Twitter, Marvel Stanta, at Marvel Spank on Twitter.
Is this like a bad Marvel Santa joke?
No, it's not. So this is just this weird looking nerdy white dude. That added me on Twitter, like followed me on Twitter a while back, like a couple weeks ago.
I don't like where this is going.
I know, right? And I looked at his account. He's actually being followed by Donnie Cates and G. Willow Wilson, which are two Gail Simone is the other one following him. Comic book writers, okay. Like big names in comic books.
Thank you. I
really like both of those people.
Thank you.
They're following him, and I saw, you know, he has like 20,000 followers or something like that. I was like, oh, this is probably one of those doofuses that like add people and then, to get a follow and then
unfollows them. Yep.
Turns out I was right. But like, so today I saw him post something that was kind of like, okay. Let me see here where he posted this. Watching Star Wars Episode 7, one thing that's clear to me, Hollywood needs to stop making female leads arseholes that need to be broken down to show a kinder spirit. Sabrina, Captain Marvel, Rey, off the top of my head, it doesn't show strength, it simply makes them hard to like. And I started scrolling through some of his other tweets, because when I first followed him back, He was doing a contest for writers, like, you know, who is the best writer of the year, like for different categories and shit. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is cool. I can participate in this. I'll follow this guy. He seems all right. And he's being followed by, you know, those two big writers. And I saw that and I was like, huh. And then I started scrolling through his stuff. Like, this dude is obviously extremely sexist.
Yeah.
A little bit.
One that I know will really get Mandy going here.
Oh.
That's what you want to do is get her motor revving.
I know, right? While I was passing in and out of aggressive amounts of sleep, I half binged 50 episodes of #NewGirl. Absolutely terrible. Seriously, it's supposed to be funny. Every character is half baked ripoff of either that doesn't go far enough or is painfully repetitive. Horrible #TV series.
Bitch ass motherfucker. Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, so like, I kept going.
Oh my god, New Girl is pure fucking gold.
Yeah, I kept going. I was like, all right, this dude is clearly a piece
of
shit. So like I replied to that post, and I did actually look when I saw that post. Like, first thing I wanted to check is like, all right, has he unfollowed me yet? Because every once in a while every time I would see him post a new,
is this a
like
friend of yours?
Ew, this is okay. Some random
is this
motherfucker.
A friend of yours?
like I said, he's one of those guys that follow people on Twitter. That he thinks might be, like, I guess, kind of influencers to get follows, and then he unfollows them after the fact.
So I hate social media.
Every time I saw that dude post anything, like the contest thing, I would vote in it, and then I would check and see if he's still following me. Well, I saw this one, and I did reply to it. I was just like, or maybe you're just not the target audience? None of these characters are designed to appeal to you. So he responds, so they made it to $1 billion by being intentionally exclusive, but what you think I am or am not have the ability to understand due to the superficial identification of my profile is the very definition of prejudice, i.e. to prejudge. Even if true, doesn't make my point of view wrong. So I reply, because I'm me. Saying that you don't like the characters is fine, that's your opinion, you're entitled to it. Saying Hollywood should stop making characters that don't appeal to you, a nerdy white dude, is objectively a wrong point of view. Tons of characters are for you. Let others have these. And I got the alert that he replied to me. What's me being white got to do with it, you fucking racist?
Is that when you're like, hey, I'm white too?
Just like, he comes out of the fucking gate. Because I'm white and male, I have less emotional context or social intelligence to identify with any race or gender other than the least intelligent example of any other. You are intolerably and ironically ignorant.
He's one of those people who just likes to use big words to sound smart.
Yeah, he sounds very intelligent.
No one talks like that.
So, listen.
Nerdy white guys.
PZ85.
Uh-oh. Oh, are you going to sick the dogs on him?
I am. Okay. Somebody go to @MarvelSpank. And just like, I don't tweet at this dude like sexist or some shit. Like, have fun with it. I don't care. It's funny.
Put him on blast.
Put him on blast.
We can put him on our Facebook page. No one insults the might of Podzilla.
That's right.
Ah,
yeah, man. No, just like, this dude is fucking stupid.
I'll tell you what I hate. I hate critics. I hate critics because most critics nowadays can't be critical. They have to be so over the top critical that it's insulting.
Right.
They can't just say, like New Girl. He couldn't just say, I don't relate to these characters. This isn't a show for me. It's well done, but, you know, here's my opinion. Instead, it's the worst. This is terrible. I hate this. This is the lowest, you know, stupid whatever. And, like, you see that across the board now. If a game's bad, it's not just a bad game for these reasons. It's an abomination. It's an abortion of God. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, everybody's got to be extreme. Like, it's that 0 or 10 bullshit.
Yeah. And that's the way you get attention now. It's just like, you know, I always thought YouTubers who wanted attention did the Markiplier thing where they yell and act obnoxious. Because they do.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't forget to hit like, comment, subscribe.
I would love to right now say it's stupid and it's the worst thing ever and I hate it. But then I'd be a hypocrite.
No,
it's like, clearly not for me. We talked about something not too long ago. Like, okay, Neil Breen. No, that's a bad example because you guys do talk about how awful and terrible it's the worst thing ever is.
Because in fairness, it is.
It is not. I find Neil Breen's
films.
We
watched a whole film. It was mind-numbingly. I don't even know where to go from there because we watched the whole thing. We survived through it.
I made fun
of it the whole time.
Yes. Neil Breen is on the forefront of So Bad It's Good Cinema. I can't get enough of him. I find him incredibly entertaining because you can make bad movies, but to make a bad movie that you can enjoy watching is something completely different. I've seen tons of bad movies that were just bad. You know what a bad movie to me is? The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy. Didn't laugh. Didn't think it was great. I'm not going to say it's the worst thing ever. I, you know.
All right. So the Nutty Professor?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was a kid. Like, I haven't watched that movie since the 90s.
Fucking right.
When I was like 9 years old. That movie was
hilarious,
the funniest
going back,
shit ever. Oh. I'm sure that it would not hold up now, but like 9-year-old Jesse watching the gigantic Professor Clump fart and just make everybody fly away. That was the funniest goddamn thing I'd seen in my prepubescent life.
What's the difference in age between us? How many years?
Seven.
Seven? Okay, well, in 7 years, maybe you'll get Neil Breen.
Oh, I get Neil Breen. Like,
just don't want him.
Yeah, you know, he's a really rich guy that keeps making these movies so that pretty women will make out with him.
God bless him. He is a visionary. He is a visionary in hair plugs.
I know why they give us our episode early.
Because they don't want to air it on the same day.
Because the movie launches, and then we don't get our last episode until the 27th.
Well, yeah, because they gotta build it up.
Well, I mean, the 27th is just next Friday.
Still.
Yeah,
but
so
it's more than a week because they gave us the first one on Wednesday.
Yeah, they just didn't want to give it to us like the same day as the movie launched.
But it's streaming, so what does it matter?
Because
they think fans are going to be like, well, that's too much Star Wars.
Seriously, they'll watch the movie and then go home and watch the fucking series.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're not going to do a thing where we watch all of the movies leading up to it.
Marvel Spank can't handle that much content.
Marvel Spank can go fornicate himself with a pitchfork. I don't know, man. Like, guys like that are a dime a dozen on the internet nowadays.
Oh, it's really true.
Like,
I'm just real
bummed.
Throw
a rock into the cyber web and you'll hit someone like that, you know?
Hey, you don't even have to throw a rock. It's there. It's just.
But I'm sure he's doing well for himself. I'm sure he's going to amount to a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations
to him.
I'm
sure that the 19,000 Twitter followers, that keeps him warm at night.
I mean, to be fair, I have like 300. And I also don't actively pursue them.
You don't do anything on Twitter.
I don't do anything on anything. I post pictures on Instagram occasionally.
Very occasionally.
I've been trying to get more involved in Twitter because like I want like us as a show to have more of a social media presence.
You bitches didn't even post the goddamn Thursday show last fucking week on Twitter, but you posted the goddamn other ones.
Asa usually does the show posting.
I was a little upset because I was like, I'm ready to retweet this bitch because I'm on it.
Look, I'm going to be honest.
You should have gotten auto-posted.
No.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to level with you guys. I really don't give a shit about social media for the most part. Like, I love our fans. I love our fans, but, like, I am not going to actively go out there and fucking beg for attention. I'm
half
just not.
Of my
I refuse
Twitter
to do it.
Is me retweeting my friends that are streaming because I have, like, 7 of them on there, and then me, like, bitching about work.
I get
on
Twitter.
It's a good outlet to vent to people I don't actually know that.
Okay,
well.
So I use Twitter for the most part because Twitter was that one thing that like people I really know really aren't on Twitter.
Like on Facebook, yeah, they can't.
I can't post something on Facebook because then I'll get a million messages about it. But generally, mm-hmm. I can post shit on Twitter and get away with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except the last time I posted something quasi-suicidal and then someone had to report me.
I mean, in fairness,
and Twitter
like,
emailed me. I was like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Why don't you mind your fucking business, bird?"
Maybe somebody didn't notice. Like, maybe you just hit like a filter or something like that. Like, you triggered that response.
I guess thanks Twitter. For worrying about me. Like,
they care about you.
Do they?
And you continuing to tweet.
That is
you know,
funny.
I like Twitter for interacting with celebrities. Sometimes
I do that too. I talked to Mitch Pileggi once. I've talked to other celebrities.
Because like my comic book creatives are very like open to interacting with me on Twitter, and I like that a lot.
Right, it is cool, and you know the goal it would be to like, oh well, I hope people interact with us like that on Twitter someday, but I don't want that. The less people talk to me, the better. And that's not a shot at people. It's just like you don't want to know me. Just enjoy the show.
You're kind of like in that respect the Jared Leto of the group.
I kind of am.
He always hated doing like the autographs and like interacting with people.
He
just wanted to play the music and be done with it.
I do. I like to entertain. That's why I kind of want to. That's why I want to leave the show and go back to writing because writing is so easy. I can just sit there at a computer by myself, put some music on, put TV on in the background. You have to have constant noise because if you don't have noise,
I don't know how you do the music and the TV at the same time.
I have to. Like, I have to be engaged.
That just creates white noise at that point.
Yeah, kind of.
That creates me twitching in the background because there's too much going on.
I am the weirdest dude on the show.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it.
I'm
like,
the most eccentric. I'm picture perfect, born for celebrity.
Because regular white noise doesn't like. I can't
it's
do.
It's gotta
the
be white noise with you, racist.
What? Jesus.
Marvel Spanx was right.
Marvel Spanx.
Your privilege is showing. Anyway, yeah, so I hope you guys have success with people messaging you constantly on Twitter asking, like, what do you think about this? I don't want that. I just want to provide the entertainment, go, here you go, and then everyone leaves me alone. Because you don't want to know me. You want to know my opinions on things? Listen to the show.
That's true. I like the interacting with the fan stuff. And it would be really cool if one day, like, a fan interacted with me the way that I interact with like some of these comic book writers.
But they kind of do. The problem with us is we're like goddamn Bill and King of the Hill. The moment we get attention, we just attach ourselves to that person and go, you're no longer a fan, you're a friend. Zane Laney, Ciro Viegas.
Oh, you're not
Derek
wrong.
Box
Derek?
Dorker.
I was like, Derek only knew Dalton, so we didn't want to accept him at first.
Like look at Zane. Zane was probably at one point our biggest fan who interacted with us out of nowhere.
And now we all just randomly send him stuff at
instead
random
of us,
times.
Instead of us just going like, oh, thanks, fan. It's like, Zane. Zane.
Hi, friend. Yeah, no.
Pay attention to me.
So if you're out there listening.
Tag me in Godzilla.
So if you're out there listening, like, yeah, no, like, interact with us on social media because we will attach ourselves to you.
If you're good. If you're good.
If they're listening to us, they're good.
No, that's not always true. I guess we scared away most of, like, the conservatives with, well, me and you.
We've scared away the Trump supporters.
Yeah.
At the very least. Probably.
Unless there's still a couple, like, just recording us, keeping tally.
Sending it to Trump.
Right.
No, GameStop's like, definitely got us tapped. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, the Trump supporters are, like, wallowing in our tears as we, like, you know, sit in sadness about what's going on.
Don't forget
on.
To give us a thumbs up doodle.
I
think GameStop's definitely got us tapped. Hell, the government's probably got us tapped at this point.
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck about GameStop. Like, I'm never going to get a job there again. Neither are you. What the fuck difference is
there? Well, they kind of offered me one until I was like, check your computer.
you
ain't hiring me back.
No, like, not eligible for rehire.
Too much of a rebel.
I'm eligible for rehire. Well, I mean, I might not be now if they actually had listened.
Oh, they aren't definitely not now. It's going to pop up with a wanted poster.
I could now that Pat doesn't work there.
Miss Pat.
Yeah, I mean,
right. We got 5 minutes left before the end of the decade. What were we going to talk about, Christmas?
No.
And can we cram it into 5 minutes?
Probably not.
What was your question?
The thing I posted was Kevin's suggestion, like things that you look forward to around Christmas time.
And food?
Yeah, like food, like movies, tradition, whatever. Like,
food pizza. Obviously.
You can eat pizza anytime.
Yeah, but at Christmas time it's special. You can buy gifts anytime.
I mean, whoa, you're not wrong.
But why is it special? Like, you can't buy tree-shaped. Oh, that would be awesome,
though. It's just the feeling of doing it at Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, it's just having that over your head of, like, it's Christmas time. One thing I look forward to, which we haven't done yet, is we watch certain movies and programs.
We haven't watched squat.
We haven't because
because every time we get home, someone watches an hour and a half of YouTube videos rather than putting on a movie.
That's true. And that's partially because I don't have the attention span anymore, and it's partially because, like, my state of mind.
It's about to ask if you guys got Dalton coming over now or some shit.
No, no.
YouTube, an hour and a half of YouTube? God damn.
My state of mind will not allow me to watch these things because they're torturous. And
Christmas stuff has been SNL skits.
Yes, because SNL skits are quick and they're harmless and they don't make me feel
and
anything.
He yelled at me for watching Home Alone without him.
Something Claus is amazing. Home Alone I could probably watch, honestly, because there's nothing in that movie that's going to make me tear up or get me emotional. Fuck that fucking kid. Fuck that family. There's nothing in there I like. But some of that shit, even though it shouldn't get to me, does. Like Emmett Otter gets to me. The Muppet Christmas special where they go to the house,
Fozzie's mom.
Yeah, like that gets to me. Like stuff like that. Scrooged even gets to me.
Oh, that is it. Scrooged is my Christmas movie that I have to watch every year.
Me too. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
But when it gets to the part where he's doing the, you know, you want to do it every day, at the very end where he's doing his speech, I tear up because I think to myself, I wish people did this every day and they were nice to each other. But like, you don't even get that anymore, man. People aren't even that way with each other anymore. Like, it's so fucking commercial and just terrible. And kids are shitty and people are shitty. Mm-hmm. Families are shitty. Like,
see, I feel like that's not something that has changed. Like, that's not something about society that's changed. That's
I've
us.
Changed, yeah.
Like,
I see it
as notice we get older, more. Yeah, the magic sort of diminishes over time.
And that's why I like SNL, because SNL is that snarky, my age group of, like, yeah, but it's kind of shitty, so let's make fun of it.
See, I just, like, I like letting myself get into it, because, like, I've always said this is my favorite time of year. Like, I love fall a lot, and Halloween. But, like, I just, something about, like, snow, like, the December, everything else, like, it's just...
Get me out of retail, and then check with me in a year.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was probably, like, because for a long time, fall had absolutely won out.
Yeah.
Because retail made me hate, like, this time of year.
I used to enjoy watching people come in and buy gifts, because they would come in and buy gifts, and I could see the Christmas spirit, and, like, oh, they're wanting to get something.
And now you just get the, you don't have what I need, or this isn't the right thing, this isn't the right price. It's like, chill out.
Yeah, it's very cynical, and it makes me cynical.
Yeah, 5 years out of retail now, and I finally am starting to appreciate December as a month again.
I have a low tolerance for people in general, even people I like. There's more often than not now when people are talking to me, even when I like them, that I'm just in my head, I'm like, shut the fuck up and stop talking to me. Leave me alone.
I love when my customers, like, don't try and force a conversation or make, like, stupid jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I just want you to pay this fucking bill and get the fuck out.
I like when people come in and go, do you have this? I go, yes. They say, thank you. I say, happy holidays. They say the same to me. And I'm like, that was pleasant.
Yeah.
It's when I go, did you need help finding anything today? No, we're just looking around. Okay, well, let me know if you need anything.
And then 2 seconds later,
I turn around and they go, like, man, I remember playing this. And I think, I want to turn around and go, shut up! I don't care! Of course you played it. It's a video game, you stupid bitch. Oh, you goddamn bitch.
My favorite as of late are the people coming in with music playing on their phones full blast. And rather than turning it down and then asking for help, yell over it.
If you're going to do that in my store, you goddamn bitch, you bring in a boombox and you carry that shit on your shoulder.
You know what? I would be more appreciative of that rather than the speaker in their pocket.
Yeah.
That's some throwback right
and like,
there.
I
would appreciate
I
that.
I get if you don't want to listen to the Christmas music, but I would rather listen to the Christmas music than the crap you got coming out of your pocket.
To be fair, I don't play Christmas music at the store. It's like Poppy or it's this new KKB. I don't even know their names. Jesse knows. I sent him some of the songs.
Oh, that you only sent me one of them and it was the worst one.
I disagree.
It was the worst of the four songs I listened to.
Well, I've gotten into it more. Anyway, so, goddamn, I don't even know if I look forward to Christmas. I was in such a Christmas mood until December rolled around. Once Black Friday hit, it was
so
like...
But there's so much crap under our tree right now.
Well,
I'm excited.
The one part about Christmas I truly enjoy is getting gifts for people. That's the only thing about Christmas anymore I truly... If it snowed... And we had this nice snowy landscape, and I have my
it's
Christmas
be
trees
50
up.
Degrees on Christmas.
It's 50 degrees. It's raining. You walk outside, and it's muddy. And it's like, there has to be somewhere on this fucking planet
right now
where Christmas exists.
it actually does feel very Christmassy outside. Like, there's a little bit of snow in places.
No, he's right. No, he's right. It's cold, and there's snow in a couple places. I agree with that. But that's going to change by next week.
Yeah, no, next week when it's going to be, like, rainy and 50, then,
so we
like,
need to push Christmas back to February.
I don't even know the last time we had a white Christmas here.
I don't think we have in my lifetime.
I remember, like, 5 years ago, I was in shorts. That's how warm it was.
Oh, no, it was the year before last. It wasn't even 5 years ago. I distinctly remember this.
Well, there was one at least 3 to 4 years ago.
Because it was the year before last. It was fucking 65 degrees on Christmas Day.
So 2016?
That 17? Would have been 2017.
Yeah. When I was a kid.
Because I know when I live with Josh and Ashley, I was in shorts.
When I was a kid, I used to put up Christmas decorations and like come inside and like my nose would be running and my mom would be like, come inside, don't be out for too long because it's so cold. And now it's like I walk out and I'm like, just a tank top's fine today. You're doing your job today, son.
Yeah, I mean, last year we did have like actual cold temperatures. Last year felt Christmassy most of the month. This year so far, like December has been cold
back and forth.
Like the warmest it's gotten is like 50 degrees.
I think we need to just trade Christmas and Valentine's Day.
What we need to do is just move north.
Right.
I'm trying to that. Trying to move to Alaska for years.
I saw
That's
a video.
That's too far north.
It was on one of the dog subreddits, clearly. And they're in like northern Canada and their phone showed negative 42 degrees and it was showing that their one Malamute is like huddled inside. They like open their door and there's like pounds of snow outside. And this other dog's just like, hey. Like, and they're just like polar opposites. I was like, negative four, get them. It said ice crystals on the fucking thing. I was like, fuck that.
That's too cold.
Dick is so hard.
See, Kansas City has snow on the floor or on the ground right now. We can
is
move
it
to Kansas
negative
City.
Negative 42?
No.
I want to walk outside and get freezer burn.
What is the temperature in Kansas City right
Not
now?
Not cold enough.
No, that's definitely true.
I mean, we can always just move back to Erie. You'll get the same results.
No, not cold enough still.
Erie had more snow than Alaska last year.
Maybe at one point, but Alaska snow is like year-round, probably.
You know, it's 40 degrees in Kansas City. It's not a...
I want to go to that one part of Alaska where it's dark for 30 days straight.
No.
Yeah, that's where the vampires come out.
It's too far north.
That's not too far north.
That's too far north.
No. Colder the better. Yeah.
I love cold, but damn, dude, there's a line.
I just want to live. I want to live in that stereotypical. Like every time you watch a movie from the '80s where they talk about Christmas, there's the street where everyone's got Christmas lights up. Uh-huh. Everyone's
snow
white
on the ground the whole time.
So Wisconsin,
so much snow.
Everybody just passed over everyone's white comment, and I appreciate that.
I know, I got it. I said Wisconsin.
When we moved to this new place, I thought, okay, well, this is kind of a richer neighborhood. Everyone's gonna put lights up. It's gonna be great. And then Halloween rolled around. And only like one person put up decorations. And I went, okay, but it's Halloween. That's different. White people are scared of pagans still. That's fine. they're Christians here. And then now it's Christmas time. It's a week for Christmas. And there's like three places that have lights up. And I'm one of them. Now, to be fair, those three places are like cool. Because like they did pretty well on lights. Oh, but goddamn, we were in St. Louis on Saturday. We went up to the Lights Festival up there and did some last minute shopping. And just driving around, there were so many streets littered with lights in St. Louis. Like, people were decorating the shit out of that. But the bad part about it is you have to live in St. Louis, which, by all means, is the murder capital of the world. It's a trash town full of trash people.
Detroit exists.
They're all terrible.
Isn't Broadway pretty lit up? I can't tell here.
No.
Jackson is. Main Street's pretty good.
Yeah, Jackson's real lit up right now. And then, like, Broadway... Like usually they have the decorations up on Broadway.
They're up, but I don't think they're on.
Surely.
Like they have all. I looked up the other day. They had all the light bulbs, and I'm like, I don't think they ever turned those on. We're gonna look when we end the show, which is right now, by the way.
Whoa!
It's the last show of the decade. Unless you want to do the fucking nerd up, I don't care anymore. Do the nerd up.
Make
that the last episode of the decade. It'll be better than this one.
No.
He has spoken.
I've spoken.
Someone will be back in the new year.
This is the way.
Who knows who it is?
Do you know the way?
Do we?
I hate myself. I'll just see myself out.
You just need to watch The Mandalorian.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Spit on the fake queen.
Is that Mandalorian shit too?
No.
No, that's...
No. That was, no.
That's Wakanda Knuckles.
Do you know the way?
Oh,
do you know
that
the way?
Fucker McFuckerson.
Just what I thought you were quoting.
Did you say fucker McFuckerson?
I did. And I did.
How are you going to ask him... I'm done with this. I'm leaving this in 2019.
No, I'm smelling toast.
Out.
We hope you guys had a great 2010s. because it's over now.
Yeah, now we're on to the 2020s.
As we hurtle closer to death individually and as a planet, we hope that you will keep in mind that it's going to get better.
Let's just hope we don't hit another depression.
Oh, baby.
Shannon's already there.
Been there.
He'll lead us through.
Yeah. No, economic.
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 Still.
We're all already there. All
right. Good night, guys. Have a great weekend. We will see you in 2020. This is it. We're done. It's over.
2020.
It's
yeah.
over. We may decide never to come
back
at all.
We're coming back to the 20s. We can actually say the 20s.
We'll be back in the
20s. The Roaring 20s? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to call it the Whoring 20s, and we're all going to have sex all the time with other people.
No.
Oh, I mean you, buddy.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to repopulate the...
Get it, Jesse. Yeah.
Well, it's just me and Shannon.
Go crazy on my butthole. All right. Well, that's it. Classic comedy. Good night, guys. We'll see you in 2020.
Look on Mandy's face.